Although a strike was averted, the Massachusetts Nurses Association held a candlelight vigil in front of Berkshire Medical Center Monday night. Contract negotiations with the Pittsfield Hospital have dragged on for a year and a half.
Tell our foes what a union member knows, that our union keeps rolling along.
Braving the chill of a blustery February evening, dozens gather to support the nurses of Berkshire Medical Center on the hospital's front lawn. With signs held high, the sound of children playing, blended with strong words directed at the hospital's administration.
We're here to make sure that our patients have appropriate staffing levels, to make sure the community knows that we're still fighting for them, and to make sure that we have a safe working environment.
That's Mark Broder, a registered nurse who's worked at BMC for 8 years. The core of the nurses' complaint has to do with what they perceive to be inadequate staffing at the hospital. There has been one strike and resulting lockout during the current impasse.
At this point, we'd like to ensure that the charge nurse does not take an assignment. Right now, it is their staffing plan to not have the charge nurse take an assignment, but all too often it happens anyway. And that's really a sort of backup plan that the floors need in order to make sure that if a patient gets sick all of a sudden, if they start to decompensate and they really need extra hands, that they have that available. If too many admissions comes at once, there's someone to help organize that and get people settled in. And if a nurse is overwhelmed with her assignment, to make sure that the patient that hasn't gotten into detention gets her antibiotics hung and things aren't delayed for the other patients.
Berkshire Health System spokesman Michael Leary said the hospital had no comment on the nurses' demonstration. The vigil, organized by the Massachusetts Nurses Association, was promoted as an event for patient safety. Representatives of the Berkshire Central Labor Council spoke alongside aspirant Democratic politicians and members of IUE-CWA. It drew allies of the almost 800 BMC nurses' cause from across the county. Jason LaForest is now a North Adams City Councilor and was endorsed by the MNA in his run. He works for Berkshire Healthcare, a sister corporation to Berkshire Health, which owns Berkshire Medical Center.
I think the push for safe patient care here in Pittsfield by the nurses of Berkshire Medical Center flows out throughout the county, because residents and patients at every level and, you know, in every corner of the county do need safe patient care. They need quality, competent nursing care, and I think ultimately that's the goal of the union.
Despite unresolved bargaining sessions, some stretching as long as 17 hours, and the demands of maintaining a constant barrage against the hospital, the tone of the demonstration was positive. Signs with slogans like "Safe Staffing Now" and "Respect," spelled out in lights, drew honks from passing cars on North Street. Kathy Simony is a registered nurse who sits on the union bargaining committee. With more than 40 years at BMC under her belt, she's been through this kind of drawn-out negotiation before.
I could tell right from the get-go when we went over a few of the issues at hand, I could tell where the management team stood. You know, we have a couple really tough, not tough that couldn't be resolved, but I mean issues that are so important to us. And right away when we started to talk about it and they said they couldn't budge on one of them, I was extremely disappointed.
For her, the crowd on the hospital lawn represented something much larger.
That's what Berkshire County is. It's a union county. We all stick together and, you know, we help each other out when we need to.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.